Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for every marani marasi sheyichyu. It's Moshe the Peshner writes on Moshe Mordechai. It's based in the Torah reign of Rabbeinu Agon Agadol. Rabbi David Manzatzal. Mishnah and Pesachim. And Av Tzadi Vav Amar Aleph says Ma Bein Pesach Mitzrayim LePesach Doros. What's the difference between the Pesach they were makriv in Mitzrayim and the Pesach they were makriv the rest of the generations? So the Mishnah says Pesach Mitzrayim Nagud Mekro Ba'asar. You had to be mafrish the carbon already from the 10th, and say Zeh L'Shem Pesach. V'Ton Hazel B'Agudas Ezov, and you needed to be Tovel the Agudas Ezov, the hyssop, in the blood, and sprinkle it. And the hazel was alamashka, was damaged on the lintel and on the two doorposts. Nechal b'chapozna had to eat it quickly, and it was nechal b'laylecha pesach doros, noy kol shiva. And pesach doros, as the Gemara is going to explain, is a yanta for all 7 days. So the Mishnah teaches us that pesach mitzrayim you have to already separate it on the 10th, pesach doros you don't have to. The Gemara is mevarer, what's the makor of this chiluk menolan? So how do we know that Ladoros, you don't have to take the Pesach on Aser L'Chodesh? And for the Gemara, Dichsiv, Dabru Kol Das B'nei Yisrael Emor, Besol L'Chodesh Zeh V'yikru Yisrael V'et Avot Zeh L'Bayit, so we darshan Hazeh, Besol L'Chodesh Hazeh. Zeh, Pesach Mitzrayim, Mikro Basar, V'ein Pesach Doros, Mikro Basar, only Pesach Mitzrayim is on the 10th, but not Pesach Ladoros. For the Gemara L'Meyat, if that's the way you're going to darshan, that Zeh is Memayit Pesach Doros, so Bazoi, Mashin Amar be Pesach Mitzrayim, Veyolachem Mishmeret, Ad 14 Yom Lachodesh Hazeh. This pasuk teaches you that you have to check the Pesach 4 days before you have to do Bikul, 4 days before to check for Mumin. So Hachinami, are we going to be dyed from the word Hazeh? Shezeh Ton Bikur, Abayam Kom Shchut Venachar Ton Bikur, but no other carbon requires Bikur. By Tani, we learn not like that. We learn from the pasuk Tishmeru by carbon tamid and the mishmeres by carbon pesach, that just like carbon pesach requires biko arba yamim, so too the tamid requires biko arba yamim. So you can't be medayik from the hazeh. You want to be medayik from hazeh. Here you see that diuk from hazeh doesn't work. So the Gemara answers no. Emet we're memayit mikro v'asar pesach teres metepes hazeh. From the word hazeh, you learn taka that you can't be that you have to already set aside the Pesach on the 10th. And Shiny Hasim, there it's different than Yom Kippur Tamid, even though it says Zeh, but it says Tishmeru. So since you have the word Tishmeru, you learn Gzeir Shavit, Pesach Mitzrayim, that just like Pesach Mitzrayim requires Bikur, so too does the Karban Tamid. As Omer Tagmara, Pesach Doros Nami, and Pesach Doros also requires Bikur, because Dichsiv, it says, V'akiv Yechal Hashem al Eretz HaKanani, V'avates Avodah Zos, V'chodesh HaZeh, Shiu Kol Avodos, V'chodesh Zeh, Kazeh, as all the Avodis of the Pesach of this month, and all the Doros is going to be like Pesach Mitzrayim. So we have a hekesh from Pesach Doros to Pesach Mitzrayim, and Memela Pesach Doros also requires Bikur. Mosifa Gemara Elahu Hazeh, that it says by Pesach Mitzrayim, Lekabe Bikur, Vayalechem Mishmeret Ad 14 Yom, Lachodesh Hazeh. So what was it written for? What's it come to be Memayit? Lamute Pesach Sheni Dechavasa. It's going to be Memayit Chavas Bikur Pesach Sheni, which is similar in that they're both only for 1 day. And just like Pesach Mitzrayim, and Pesach Mitzrayim requires Bikur, Masha Enkein, the Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni doesn't require Bikur. El Me'ato, the Tevet Hazeh, is Memayit Pesach Doros. Tichsi v'achos habaser b'alayla hazeh. And we learn from this, you have to eat the Pesach dafka at night and not by day. Achinami, are we going to darshan in Hazeh to teach you that Zenecha b'layla vein achernecha b'layla. Only Pesach Mitzrayim is eaten at night and Pesach Torah is not eaten at night. You can eat it by day. That we're going to darshan, no. So that's just the Gemara. The din of Pesach Beres, the Torah is Necho. Dafka b'layla. And we don't darshan hazeh to be memayit. Is learned Amar Krabba Vadatas Avoda Zos B'chodesh Hazeh. That teaches you that all the avodas of this chodesh be like Pesach Mitzrayim. So that requires Bikur. And that also means that you should eat it dafka at night. So you have a pasuk telling you to eat it at night. Even Ladaris. Shuel Takmara, Elamashin Amar, Echlua Tabasar Balaila Hazeh. So we don't need Hazeh. Hazeh is not to be Hazeh is not my Doris. Right, as we just learned. Since Hazeh is not Mamai Doris, what's it come to be Mamait? So Gemara answers like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, either that Tzol Chatzos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learned from Hazeh Gzeir Shava Tzol Chatzos, that you can eat Tzol Chatzos, and Rabbi Akiva learns that you eat it this night, but not a different night. Elamayata, the Gemara is another kasha that we learn from Hazeh. Elamayata. Again, because Hazeh's Memayit Pesach Torah was about Bikur, about acquiring it 4 days before. So now we keep asking, okay, so you want to learn from Hazeh, only Pesach Mitzrayim and not Torah, so what are we going to do with this Hazeh? Elamayata. That it says Hazeh to be Memayit Pesach Torah. Tichsiv, that it says by Pesach Mitzrayim, B'chol Arayel Le'ochal Bo, Achinami, B'chigam, Nidrash mitevat bo, right? It says kol arayel ochel bo. The bo, in other words, Pesach Mitzrayim, are alein oichel. Aval oichel be Pesach doiches. Maybe bo is not eating. Parshas bo, bo knows best. Bo ben Yaakov, bo Jackson. So bo, by Pesach Mitzrayim, and Arul is not allowed to eat, but he's allowed to eat Pesach doiches. Could that be true? No. And says the Gemara, Amar Kra, Vavadita, it says, Vavadita, Vazos, Bechodesh, Vazos, Bechodesh, Hazeh. And this teaches you that we equate Pesach Teretz and Pesach Mitzrayim. Elabo Lamali, so what's the bo come to me? Might bo in Oach, Elabo Lechem Matzah Mar. That in Arul is not eating the Pesach, is eating Matzah Mar. Elamayato, Ko Benecha, Lo Yochal Bo, Chinami, De Bo in Oach, Elabo Lechem Pesach, Lederes. Pasuk says that a Benecha, a Mummer, isn't allowed to eat it. Are we going to darshan? He's now lady Pesach Hatzrayim. He's lady Pesach Doris. And for the Gemara, Amar Kra, no, Vavadita, Vavadita, Chodesh Hazeh. That's Marbe Pesach Doris. That includes Pesach Doris. So what's the bo coming to teach you? Bo Amar Estas Pesels, Ven Amar Estas Pesels, Betrume. Only bo by Pesach, Amar Estas Pesels. But it doesn't passel him from eating Truma if the Kohen is a Mummer. Says the Gemara, Vitzrich lemichtav arul, Vitzrich leben nechar. He needed that an arul doesn't, he can't eat the Pesach, he needed a ben nechar. Because of Rechman arul, which is said an arul doesn't eat the Pesach, mishum to mice, because his goof is maus, because of the arla. Of a ben nechar, his goof is in maus, maybe he can eat the carbon Pesach, how much one than that? Ema lo, tzitzricha, v'yashmina ben nechar, if you would have only told me ben nechar, that a mummer can't eat the carbon Pesach, mishum deim libo l'shamayim, because his kavan is not l'shamayim, but all of the l'shamayim, ema lo. Maybe an arul can eat it. This is Kavanah L'Shamayim. Tzricha, so you need both. And neither of them, neither the Arul nor the Ben Necher, can eat the Karban Pesach. Elamayata, Toshav Sach Le'echal Bo, Chinami Bo, Oyin Ochal Ochal Pesach Teres. It says Toshav Sach Le'echal Bo, that a Ger Toshav. And a Goy, who's Ovid Kilchovim, cannot eat the Karban Pesach. So only Bo he can eat, but L'Doris he can eat. Says the Gemara, no, but Vavadatot, Bechodesh Hazeh, the Siege of the Rabbis Pesach Teres. Elabo lamali, so what's the bo coming to teach you? Bo amar tzas basel, sen amar tzas basel, bitruma. So bow. Hamaris das poselis. Because the Torah passels a toshev and a sachir, a ger toshev and a nachri avod kochavim. And suddenly there's a psul of a Yisrael mumer. So, dafka with carbon pesach, hamar is das poselis, but Yisrael mumer is allowed to eat truma. That it says by Pesach Mitzrayim, B'chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef from Alto Asosi Ochal Bo, that somebody has an Eved Kenani that's not Nemo. The Yad don't count it to carbon Pesach until his mal is Eved. Hachanami to Boyne Ochal of Alochal Pesach Teres. He also gets a Darshan, that Boyne Ochal. The Pesach Teres he can eat if his Eved Kenani is a Nemo. And tomorrow, according to Noah, about his Avodah Zazos, B'chol Deshazel, the Rabbis Pesach Teres. Kamoche is Boyer. El Bo Lamali, so what's the Bo? So only by Pesach, the meal of his male children and his avadim is ma'akev him from eating, but it's not ma'akev him from eating if his children or his avadim don't have a bris mila, then he's allowed to eat truma. Elamayata, Frakti Gemara, Chesiv Etzem Lotzish Rubo, Hakanam Dibonu Tever, Abel Tever Pesach Teres, you're allowed to be Sher Pesach Teres, no, I'm required by the same thing. Elabo, Lamali, so what's the bow? For bow, but kosher, below the pasul. In other words, this teaches us Dafka Pesach kosher is not allowed to be Sher Etzem, but a Pesach pasul is allowed to. Elamayata, Tochel Menu, no, don't eat it raw. Menorah Tochel, Tochel, no Pesach Teres, but Pesach Teres, you're allowed to, no, I'm required by the same. From it. What's going to be my The Rabbi Omer Yitzchak that you need it for Rabbi Omer Yitzchak, for Gzeri Shabbat, that Rabbi Darshim Shem Rabbi Yitzchak, that just like an Arel is Aser, the Achilas Pesach, an Arel is also Aser by Achilas Meiser. By Meiser it says, Lo achati boni mimenu, lo sati mimenu lames, like we see in Yavam 74a. So mimenu there, mimenu here. So it teaches you that just like the aral is aser v'achilas pesach, so to an aral is aser v'achilas meiser. Ad kan baruch Hashem, zachinu lamod k'zat barichut et tuvrei ha-sugya gemara kedosha v'mesechet pesachim v'daf tzadi vav amud aleph. המבואר מהסוגיה שעל ידי זה שישנו להקיש. We learn from this sugya that since we have this hekesh of avadita, that all the avodas of Pesach Ludaris is going to be like Pesach Mitzrayim. So we're memayed from the word bo, or from hazeh, or from imenu, other things, and not Pesach Ludaris. And then from the hazeh that it says legabe mishmeres and bikur, we're memayit Pesach Sheni. It doesn't require. It doesn't require bikur. So al pizeh tamu atosves b'divar masril oisur b'chipazon amasha katav ha'gmara le'alan. And what it says in the Mishnah that only Pesach Mitzrayim is nechol b'chipazon. Do'amar krav achal tamosur b'chipazon. Oysa necha b'chipazon, vein acher necha b'chipazon. V'shalot tosvot, tekeven dike l'ribui, te'avadita, l'rabbi she'pesach teres k'pesach Mitzrayim, amai lo mukminan l'miut shel oysa shenemer l'gab b'chipazon l'gab b'pesach sheni. So frek tosis, I don't understand. The whole time the Gemara keeps saying, we have a a special ribui to tell us that Pesach Doris is like Pesach Mitzrayim from Ve'avadeta Es Avoda Zos. So we have a pasuk to tell you that Ve'avadeta Es Avoda Zos B'Chodesh Hazeh. And all the avodas of Pesach Mitzrayim are going to be like Pesach Doris. So it's gevaldik. So then how come we're b'mayit chipazon? Why do we say chipazon is only Pesach Mitzrayim and not Pesach Doris? Why don't we include it from that aforementioned pasuk? And you need a miyut? Okay. So be b'mayit Pesach Sheni. Just like we're b'mayit bikur by Pesach Sheni. So ayin sham b'toisvis, who blives with a kasha. We also have to understand the sugya. B'mashikshah Gemara b'tchilat ha-sugya mi-bikur b'Pesach Doiris. V'agmara una mi-bikur shel atomit. Agmara shoel mi-bikur shel Pesach Doiris, shenaseh b'Pesach Doiris shelo tzarich bikur. V'agmara una lo, ze lo nechon. Pesach Doiris ken tzarich bikur. V'bikur k'bal lemait. But the Gemara says, excuse me, at the beginning of the sugya, if Hazeh comes to be memayet, so we should be memayet that you only need bikul for Pesach Mitzrayim, and no other Pesach Doris and no other karbonos require bikul. And the Gemara says, you see, not like that, because look at the Tamid. Tamid requires bikul, and then we say, no, shiny hasam. Because there we have a gzereshava of Tishmeru. In Pesach Doris, we also have a ribui of avadatas avadatas b'chodesh hazeh. So that was the Gemara. The Gemara asked from Tamid, and the Gemara says that shiny hasam. Tamid is different. So, why did the Gemara have to go on this whole journey? What did the Gemara do? The Gemara said, hey, what are you going to say about the Tamid? What are you going to say about the Tamid? Tamid requires Bikur Arba Yamin. The reason that Tamid is different because it has Tishmeru. And Pesach Doros also, Avadetz Avodos Os B'Chodesh Hazeh. She call Avodos Chodesh Zeh Kazeh. So what's the Hazeh coming to be Memayit by Pesach Mitzrayim? That only Pesach Mitzrayim requires Bikur. It's coming to be Memayit Pesach Sheni. That's the Mahalach of the Gemara. So what do you need this whole Akdama for? Why did the Gemara just say from the get-go that Bikur of Pesach Doros is learned from Ve'avadeta and Hazeh is Lamute Pesach Sheni? Like the Gemara's Metaris, all the other kashas. The Gemara did each time. It says we have an Avadeta to tell us Pesach Doros is like Pesach Mitzrayim. And the Miut of Bo or Hazeh or Mimenu was going on other things. So you're also, why do we have to start with the Tamid? In other words, in order to get to the fact that Avadetus Avodas B'Chodesh Hazeh, that Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Doris requires Bikur, we had to start with the Tamid. Shah, Tamid also requires Bikur. Tamid because you have Tishmeru. And we said on Pesach Doros, also because Avodas B'Chodesh Hazeh. Why do we have to make that station of Tamid. Why do we have to go through Tamid? Just say Pasha that it's not Memai Pesach Doris because we have a Bavad of Bodhisattva B'Chodesh Hazeh. The Chorah, we see from the Gemara that there's something that Tamid is telling us that we need to know for our sugya. even though it's against the rest of Mahal for the Sugya, the rest of Mahal for the Sugya is to ask not to start talking about Tamid. The Mahal of the Sugya is that we keep asking. From Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doris. And then we answer about the Bodhisattva Chodesh Hazeh. But here, we needed to start with the Talmud. Why do you have to start with the Talmud? We're contrasting Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris. That's what we'd like to understand. These two kashas. The kasha we just asked, and the first kasha, and that is, we saw from Tosfos, that we, why don't we say the pasuk from the Mayim Chipazon and Pesach Sheni, and the Doros into Pesach Chipazon. My Rebbe Rabbi say, it would appear as follows. Again, this is Mitoras Marina Rabbeinu. In our Parsha Shiurim, and our Rambam Shiurim, we've been going in the Derech of Marina Rabbeinu because I see one of my Tachlios in this world is passing on his Torah. Hope I'm right. In any event, it would appear as follows that Dinei Pesach are set in two Parshis in the Torah. One is chapter 12, verses 1 to 14. Which is said to Moshe and Rosh Chodesh, Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, starts over the Chodesh Zelachem, Ufanem Uchelik Medina HaPesach, Uparshi Shnia Nem Rav HaPesachim Hem Gimel Tanun, and Tchilas Mezoz Chukas HaPesach. ונכתבה בתורה לאחר שנכתבה מכת בכורות ויציאתה ממצרים. ופרשה שנייה זו נאמרה ביודל בניסן. כמו שכתב רש"י בפסוק מ"ג. So the Torah tells us that there's going to be a Makkas Bechoris and that you're going to leave Egypt. And then it tells us again about the Pesach Sheni. About the Pesach, not the Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon tells us again. So we have two parashas. We have Aleph to Yudalid, Yudbeis Aleph to Yudalid. And then I'm Gimel Tanun. And the second parasha was said in Yudal Nisan, like Rashi writes in Pasuk Mem Gimel. So Ramban writes, "B'chein ha'davar sh'arei k'tiv b'sofa, v'yasu kol b'nei Yisrael k'asher tziva Hashem l'lamed aleihem sh'nimolu hem v'avdeihem. V'imkein haya b'din la'akdim." הפרשה הזאת קודם והיא בחצי הלילה. אבל הטעם, כי פרשת החודש הזה לכם, נאמרה בראש חודש. ובו ביום מיד עשה משה שליחותו, ויקרא משה לכל זקני ישראל, ציווה עליהם חוקת הפסח ופתיחם, שיגאלו בליל 15, והם האמינו בו, ושמח הכתוב לזה, והיא בחצי הלילה. אבל הטעם לומר שקיים להם הבטחתם, כשהשלים זה חזר לעניין ראשון, להשלים חוקת הפסח, הוסיף לזאת הפרשה מצוות רבות, איסור בן איכר וערב, והוצאה מן הבית, ושבירת עצם, פסח הגר, והן מצוות מיד ולדורות. השלים בה, כי עשו בני ישראל כל אשר כל זה, ועשו כאשר ציווה השם. ורבי אליעזר אומר, כי הפרשה הזאת בפסח דורות נאמרה, אחרי פסח מצרים, ואמר ויעשו בני ישראל על פסח מדבר, שעשו בשנה השנית, ונכתב וכאן עם הצוואה, וזה שיבוש. כי לא, זה לא עבד זה רבי אברהם ואבן עזר, כי לא נצטרבו בכל הפרשיות האלו, ולצמיים. אלא, בפסח מצרים, ובפסח הארץ, כמו שנאמר למעלה, והיה כי תבוא על הארץ, אבל פסח מדבר, ומצווה שנצטרבו בה באותה פרק. אומר רמב"ן, רמב"ן tells us, that the Torah splits up the parashis. The Torah first starts telling us about the Korban Pesach, and this is on the 14th, and the Jewish people did as they were told, they did the Korban Pesach, and the geula was promised. So then it's masmich immediately, and it says, yeah, the geula you were promised happened. And then afterwards, it goes back to the rest of the halachas, many halachas were taught afterwards. Chazor lina rishon, v'hashem chukas ha-pesach, which tells about the Yisr ben Nechar, and the Yisr ben Arul, and the Hoytzar ben Avayis, and Shiras Esem, and Pesach HaKer. So that's all the Ramban. The Ramban explains that these were split up into two parashiyos. First, a few of the halachas, the basic are in Pesach, and it said the Jews did as they were supposed to do, and everything was geschmack, everything was great. And then, immediately it tells us that they were nigal. And then it goes back and tells us more halachas. And the Ibn Ezra wants to say the second parasha was said after Pesach. The Ramban doesn't like that. The Ramban says this second parasha was said before, and the Ibn Ezra said that the second parasha was said about Pesach Midbar. The Ramban says Pesach Midbar is when it's for the Midbar, but this Korban Pesach that we're taught about over here was all said on the 14th. So the Ramban says, you know why the Torah interrupted in the middle to tell us that Hashem fulfilled His promise. Say it, but first tell us all the halachas. Why does the Torah interrupt in the middle? The Torah is telling us Korban Pesach. Then it stops with the to tell us what happened, that the whole story of the Geula, of Makas Bechoros. And then it goes back and it tells us more halachas of the Korban Pesach. Why does it say the whole parsha as it happened? It happened on the 14th. They were told all the halachas. So why does the Torah not tell us this in this way? So, Zekoshi Gadol, Lama Torah Chilkaze Shtei Parshiot, V'Tafkid Shelanu Zelavin Lama. As Bezrat Hashem, Orai Rabotai, השיעור הזה הייתה התחלה, היה התחלה. ובעזרת השם, ברצות השם דרכנו, אנחנו בשיעור הבא נבאר ביסוד העניין דברים גדולים מאוד, נפלאים מאוד, ובעזרת השם נראה נפלאות מתורת השם. אז אנא הישארו עמנו ומחכים לכם נפלאות. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends, and hopefully we will continue.